Brick, thanks for coming out to Reno's last night.
Yes, happy to celebrate your first year anniversary. It was a lot of fun.
Well, having a beer with you was very enjoyable. Thanks so much for your time. And a story that I read online today, you have reintroduced legislation in the GOP-controlled Senate to ban medical marijuana bars or dispensaries that allow allow patients to buy marijuana and consume it on site. I always wondered about that, Rick. Why does a person need to do their medicine in a public forum when all types of other medicines, we do it in the privacy of our own home or in front of our doctor?
Exactly. You know, what they created out in Williamston was a marijuana bar, and it was filmed by all the local TV channels. They were out there smoking around a picnic table, getting high and getting right on their motorcycle or back in their car and driving away. Now, that's already illegal to drive under the influence of that product now, and so I'm simply saying a dispensary should not allow consumption on the premises.
Rick, what would you say to those folks who say they have seen people coming out of drug stores with other medications that could give you a buzz, if you will, and they still get out and drive?
Well, you know, the law doesn't allow you to drive under the influence of narcotics and a lot of those medications, those prescriptions. And they have warnings on them that say, don't operate machinery, don't drive a car. So, you know, you could get in just as much trouble for taking oxycodone and driving.
Well, you're describing these bars as places where medical marijuana patients can buy marijuana and also consume, and that establishments can charge a fee for consuming the drug. You mentioned the Greenleaf, a business out in Williamston Township, out in my neck of the woods, has been kind of at the forefront for making you aware of this.
Well, yes. You know, I first, of course, read about it and saw it on TV like everybody else, and then I was invited to debate on public TV, the owner, and I went out and debated him, and during that debate, he said right on public TV that he had been convicted of a cocaine crime, and I thought to myself, well, why is somebody with a felony allowed to dispense medicine? And then he went on to say that he felt there was no problem with people consuming on the premises, and I debated him on that. How can you allow this? It's only going to encourage crime. And further shocking information is he hung a cross on the wall, began to call himself a reverend, and I believe that it was to evade taxes.
Well, Wayne Daggett was arrested and caught allegedly with a lot of marijuana in his possession. He's going through the court system right now. I'm not sure where that facility is. Are they open, Rick, from what you know, or are they shut down?
Well, you know, I know they were shut down initially. I'm no longer in law enforcement, so I haven't been out there to investigate. Mm-hmm. If he's reopened, I'll leave that up to Sheriff Rigglesworth.
Rick, will the bill that you have on the floor, or actually it's in committee, will that address who can, when dealing with these businesses, people with felonies, will they be able to operate these businesses even if the bar part is shut down?
No, that would be other legislation. I'm forming a medical marijuana task force to examine all the different laws dealing with this that other states are using. And our goal is not to end it as a medication. Our goal is to control it. Currently, cities and townships have they're in a gray area. They have no idea how to regulate it or how to deal with dispensaries. And in fact, many people that are dispensing this product support regulation, support taxation. They don't want another Greenleaf.
Why did this bill die when you introduced it last year?
Well, I suspect that, you know, I was serving the minority, and I suspect that the floor leader, who was of the opposite party, just didn't want a Rick Jones bill run. And that's unfortunate. And I can tell you that this year, forming my task force, I've invited Democrats to participate. I want it to be very bipartisan. This is not a Republican thing. This is a public safety thing. And it's also a safety thing for the people that use the product. You know, we want to make sure that if they're selling this as a medication, it doesn't have any chemicals sprayed on it, and we want to make sure there's nothing dangerous for the user.
Rick, you also mentioned that when a manufacturer of a medicine via the pill or liquid form, when they manufacture their products, they get taxed. But at this point in time, medical marijuana is not taxed, and you raise the question, well, why not?
Right. It's in limbo. It's in a gray area. You know, when Pfizer, for example, makes a pill, you know, they get taxed. Why shouldn't the manufacturer of the marijuana get taxed? And I think we need to look at this. People may be shocked that this is a Republican talking about a new tax, but in all fairness, you know, if we're going to tax other companies for making medication, we should look at the marijuana situation.
So where is this bill now, and when do you hope to get it on the floor for a vote?
Well, I hope that the initial bill that I have banning the marijuana bars will be taken up in the next three weeks by the Health Policy Committee, and we will start our task force, take information from all the interested groups, and look at perhaps doing a whole package of legislation in the next few months.
And before I let you go, Rick, I got about 30 seconds. A bill has been introduced to allow people to carry weapons in places which are now banned. That includes schools and daycare centers and other similar type places. What do you think about that?
Well, that bill will be thoroughly debated this fall. Leadership of the Senate has said that will be looked at in the fall of 2011. I do know that the men and women who get the concealed pistol licenses are the most law-abiding people in the state, and are not a hazard. And all the folks that run around with illegal guns are the problem.
Will you support the bill?
I'm going to have to carefully look it over. I'm not ready to go either way. I do think that some areas could be expanded.
All right. Thanks, Rick.
Okay.